Welcome back to Interview with the Nightcrawlers. I'm Licia.
I'm Lyric.
And today's episode is kind of a really exciting episode because we're going to be talking about music. So I feel like that can either be like people are going to get really upset and feel offended because we dissed like their favorite artist, or they're going to become like our biggest fans ever. I think the second option is better. So
yeah, I think I'm headed for the first.
So for our first kind of a little icebreaker, what is your top artist on Spotify?
This is already, it's always a rough start for me.
It's vulnerable. It's like therapy. I'm really putting myself out there. My heart is open.
Yeah. Well, coming in with the male manipulator music, my number one artist for like the past, I think, 2 years maybe, has been The Smiths. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, rough start, not good, but.
I gotta say, I'm with you because my top artist for the last, like, 2 years has been Radiohead.
Oh, we're on the same page then.
I know,
that
right?
Makes it better.
No, yeah. I don't know, it's just, I feel like the thing is Radiohead at this point to me, it's like, that's my go-to. I don't know what to put on, I'll put it on.
No, I do the exact same thing for The Smiths. It just makes sense.
It's like filler music. Like, I'll literally be doing anything, and I'm like, I gotta hear Weird Fishes Arpeggio right now. Like,
oh my god. I heard a cover of that when I was walking around, like, City Walk. I heard a cover. It was these two random guys, and I barely, like, caught, like, a second of it on video, but just their voices were, like, all over the speakers of, like, City Walk.
Oh my god.
And it was so majestic.
That's so beautiful.
I wish I could go back to that moment. I'm like, who are those guys? I need somebody to find them. Like,
that was an angel so cool. Sent from heaven.
Right?
They were like, we need angelic music. We gotta sing Radiohead.
It was.
Well, awesome. Well, what would you say is your top song from The Smiths? Narrow it down even more.
That's where you lose me. Because I listen to a lot of Morrissey too. He's really high up, mm-hmm. like in my artists. So I feel like I just switch between both of them all the time. But I don't have a favorite Smith song.
Me either.
Really? It's like you said, I just shuffle. I'll listen to any of them anytime. I'm just like, I gotta hit shuffle.
Yeah. I feel like, well, because also the Spotify shuffle is so messed up. I feel like I end up hearing the same songs, like,
it's always those Smith songs that play like on TikTok all the time, mm-hmm. that always play the most, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to hear this anymore.
It makes me feel like a fake fan because literally I like listening to like Radiohead, Deftones and stuff like when I work out.
Yeah.
And so I was listening to a Deftones playlist while I was working out, all these songs I've never heard of. Okay, call me a fake fan, whatever, but it's the shuffle not playing these songs for me to listen to. Because every few songs, it kept playing stuff like I've heard, and I kept skipping because I'm like, man, I want to hear the new songs. I want to hear music I haven't heard before. Please.
It's so annoying. It only plays the songs that are popular, mm-hmm. or like the most listened to ones. It doesn't shuffle anything else.
It's actually sick.
They're Why sick would you head. Do that? No, right?
Also, I'm like, fix your app. Just code it to be better. I don't understand why you wouldn't code it to be better. Like, the Swedish jerks.
Spotify Swedish?
I think so, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have IKEA and then we have Spotify, so.
I'm like, don't say anything bad about IKEA.
I would say I'm looking at like all my Radiohead liked songs.
Oh, I didn't think to do that.
Honestly, I listen to Karma Police a lot, but I feel like that's a very... Like,
see, I hate having like an answer that I feel like isn't good enough.
Yeah, because it's like I'm a true fan. I'm a real fan. But then it's, you know, we got to get rid of the stigma that saying a popular song means you're not a real fan. That's not true.
That's so annoying.
Maybe I just really like this era. Like, what if the era right now is my favorite and it's a newer song? Should I be like burned at the stake? I don't think so. No, like, I'm sorry. Like,
the way I kind of got quiet. No, you shouldn't. No, it's so annoying. I hate. Oh, and then it's like, oh, you know that from TikTok. Don't even bring that up.
Actually, like, I was here before TikTok. So
maybe, like, yeah.
No, also, exactly. I'm like, did you ever think that, like, TikTok heard it from me? What about that? Like,
yeah.
Hello?
They actually listened in onto what I was listening to and stole it from me.
It's the FBI. That's what agent happened. On the phone. That's how they know.
My FBI agent was like, we've got to make this Smith song popular. So, like, Lyric hates me. So annoying.
No, yeah. It's so funny that we're both, like, the male manipulator music.
I know. I'm like, I feel Smith's like it, son or Radiohead daughter.
No, literally.
That's us.
I feel like also, I'm like, it's different when you're a woman. I'm sorry.
I'm like, now I know how Joan of Arc felt.
Exactly.
I know how Joan of Arc felt.
Exactly.
You male manipulator men don't know.
Morrissey may have said it, but I know what he meant. Like,
no, I get 100% what Morrissey meant.
No, yeah. I'm like, I can't even quote a Radiohead song, but I just know. Just like, I'm like, that was for a woman. Tom York was speaking directly to me.
He was.
I saw one of these TikToks and it was like how to dress like Tom York, and then it was just like a sloppy British guy. Like, I was like, okay.
I said so funny.
I'm like, why did you roast him like this? You kind of just embarrassed
like
him.
Wow, yeah.
I mean, it was cute, it was fashionable, it was just, oh okay, he just dresses like oh, every other person. It was like, put on a sweater, jeans, t-shirt under the sweater.
Oh my god, those videos.
Sneakers. You're done. Oh, okay, thank just you.
How I leave the room.
No, right? Like, that's my everyday outfit. Okay.
Well, yeah.
Well, yes. I guess we could just transition.
Well, let's dive into not liking Spotify or, like, our opinions on the DJ and stuff more.
I feel like
I have some strong opinions about that.
Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like I have an interesting perspective because I didn't start using Spotify until way later than a lot of people.
Same.
Like, I still use, well, because originally when I was younger, I used Pandora, but Pandora.
Oh
sucks.
My God. Like, Pandora. Yeah.
I hate the radio. It's so annoying.
And I forgot about that radio.
Oh my God. And you only had 6 skips. So it was like once you ran out of the 6 skips,
the worst.
It was like over. Like the worst songs, you ran out of skips and the worst songs ever would play. Like the worst.
It would purposefully shuffle like the absolute worst of the worst.
No, bottom of the barrel. And then I used Apple Music for a really long time. I would say I was still using Apple Music into just before quarantine. And then finally, like just before quarantine, I switched to Spotify and then like used it. And so I've used it ever since. And I like Spotify the most. I feel like it looks better. All the other apps I feel like look kind of gross and not very good. Spotify is good, but also it can be improved so easily. Like, it can be so much better, and they just don't want to make it better because they want, like, money. They want people to
right?
keep buying, like, the crappy version and just waiting until it gets better. And it's never going to.
Yeah, it can. There's really, like, just a few things that you need to fix, but they just never do.
So, the shuffle algorithm is literally awful. It plays the same songs that you've heard quite literally every single day of your life. But you changed the heart button, the like button,
ew,
to a plus sign. Why? First of all, it's confusing for me because sometimes I want to add a song to a playlist or sometimes I just want to like it and I can't tell if it's in a playlist now, if I liked it, if, you know, I can't tell the difference.
They made it so confusing and it makes me mad too because I've also seen the plus sign before has been like highlighted.
Yeah.
But then I go to click on it because I'm like, I've never heard this song. So I'm like, I want to add it to my liked songs.
Yeah.
I go to click on it, even though it's highlighted,
mm-hmm.
it's still not in my liked songs, but then I'm like, why is it even highlighted then? But the
yeah.
minus isn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm like, what does that mean?
It's
what does
so
that mean?
Confusing because I'm listening to a playlist, and so I feel like I kind of like add a bunch of songs, and then I listen to a playlist, and that's kind of where I go through and take out like a lot of songs I don't like or don't fit the vibe, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Take playlists very seriously. We should talk about that. I'm like, yes. I know we have some stuff to say. But I was listening to music, and I was like, oh, wow, this song is really good. Like, let me add this to my liked. I click, oh, wait, it's already in my liked. Let me move on. It's not in my light because I looked later and it's not there. Oh, wait, it's because it's in a playlist. That's why it was saying it was liked because it's in some playlist that I didn't check.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God.
Okay, why is that a feature? When before it was so clearly defined, no issues, no one was ever confused. I feel like I'm confused all the time now.
No, it's a nightmare to navigate Spotify.
And that awful sidebar thing on the computer, when you're using on like the laptop or the computer, it has the side thing with all the info and stuff.
Oh my God.
That's cool, but I don't Why is it so huge?
It's cool, but usually I like to see what my friends are listening to, but anytime I play music, it'll automatically shut it. No matter how many times you click the button, each time a song comes on, it'll still just shut the thing. And I'm like, what? Like, where'd everybody go?
Like, I'm like, now that I think about it, I haven't even seen what my friends have been listening to.
Right? I never see it anymore because it's always, like, gone.
The method, whatever they did, whoever greenlit that, that was awful. That was an awful decision. You should reverse it immediately.
I'm like, Spotify, if you're listening, you know what I want back more than anything is when you have a playlist and it lets you add, it like does the smart shuffle, but not smart shuffle because smart shuffle sucks. It's that specific, it was like where it added, I don't even know what it's called anymore because they took it away. Yes.
Enhance was feature. The best feature.
Because it would add obscure songs that were similar to the vibe of your playlist.
Yeah.
And they were actually good. And they weren't something that you heard or wasn't some random popular song that had nothing to do with anything.
Because a lot of my, if you've never used Spotify, basically when you make a playlist, at the very bottom, they have a bunch of songs that you can just quick add. So you can just press add in it and, you know, it's done. And every single time for me, it gives me the same batch of songs. But I know my playlists are different. And it's annoying because you're giving me the same batch of songs. So that's making every playlist the same. And that's not what I want. Like, that's frustrating to me. But Enhance was so good because for my playlist, it would take like every few songs and get songs that are similar to it. So it's fitting the vibe. And it's something I already like.
My best playlist had the Enhance feature on.
I would spend hours just enhancing. Like, I literally would enhance all my playlists, enhance my life.
It was honestly healing.
No, yeah.
I felt like a better person after pushing the Enhance button.
No, I'm like, not to be dramatic. I felt cared for. I felt loved. I felt like someone was looking out for me. I felt like I was hearing music I had never heard before. Like, that was like the golden era.
Yeah,
golden when they era, took it Spotify away, is over.
They took that thing away. It was over. I never wanted to use it again. No, thanks.
Hey, heads up. Enhance is going away. No. They just took it away and replaced it with the smart shuffle, which actually functions way worse than, like, the shuffle.
It sucks. I really like the feature where you play a song that you like, and afterwards it'll shuffle songs that are somewhat similar. That's a really cool feature. I like that. But when it plays the same thing every time, I start to lose my mind. The amount of times that it's played, like, Alex G or Need To or all these songs that blew up on TikTok after I play a song, even when it's completely different.
Not even the same genre.
I'll play, like, a rap song, and then it'll be immediately after, it'll be, like, Ice Spice. Okay. It's not even the same kind of, like, rap, and it'll just automatically. It's so annoying. I don't want to hear that.
My Discover Weekly, and what kills me is I really don't understand why, because I don't listen to just TikTok music. Sure, I listen to songs from TikTok or like some trendy songs, but I listen to way more music. I literally have like 15 plus playlists, I think, of different genres, different styles, different themes, you know, whatever. So I listen to all different types of music. All of my Discover Weekly is these weird TikTok, something uploaded from TikTok, sped up song, slowed down, some song that's not good or like poorly made, you know, uploaded by someone that's not even, you know, not an artist I know, just some random person. Where is the actual music? I'm sorry, half the time there's never any, I used to listen to my Discover Weekly every Sunday because I was excited to hear all the new music, that's hear really like,
cute.
Right? It was like,
not anymore.
Because like Sundays was like, you know, I'd listen to new music. I would prepare for the week. Like, it was like my reset. I just threw off my routine a little. Now I don't have that.
That's
thanks
evil.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Spotify.
Sorry. Wow.
I had to let that
No, out. That's evil, though. That's so...
Right?
That's messed up.
No. And I'm like, who is saying I'm listening to this? I'm not listening to this. Help.
And I'll
Someone
say
free
it.
Me.
You're going to hear from me.
Yeah.
There's nothing I hate more than sped up songs. On TikTok. If it's for the purpose of an edit, okay. But to listen to go out of my way and listen to that on Spotify, that's a crime.
No.
Just listen to the actual song. If it's not good as the regular song, then you don't like the song. Move on. Get out.
Yeah. And also, can we stop putting it on the same level as the normal song? I don't want to. Why is that popping up instead of the actual song?
And it's always like those. It's like a podcast episode. Oh my God, sometimes stop. Because they can't upload
it. They should ban that from being a thing.
Or it'll be like how you said, an obscure name. Like it's not an artist you know because it's just some random person that uploaded a sped up like YouTube version of a song. And it's always some weird. No. I hate that.
That I literally
That needs to go away fast.
It's so annoying. I don't understand. Why do they do this? And also, it sucks just because Spotify is better, in my opinion, than like Apple Music, Pandora, you know, whatever. Especially, I used to use Apple Music. I just feel like Apple Music had less music in general, which I wasn't really a fan of.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like aesthetically, it was not as like, nicer to like it was not as nice to look at and not as nice to use and make playlists and stuff.
Yeah, you couldn't add like pictures or make it look cute or anything. Yeah,
you couldn't personalize it. It was just kind of, you know, there. Bland.
Yeah, I used to use Amazon Music and it was like the same, pretty much the same as Apple Music. It's like, no, it was pretty much the same as Spotify, but you can't change the pictures.
Yeah.
But I missed out on the Apple Music thing because I had a Samsung until like high school.
Yeah.
So I would listen to Amazon Music instead of Apple Music. Yeah. And then by the time I got a phone, it was like, no.
Yeah, at it that just, point. Just
Apple Music wasn't. No, because was people late. Had like years of songs from like childhood. I'm like, that's why I had an iPod.
Right.
I listened to stuff on there and that was it.
Yeah, that is weird to think. I feel like.
You have to pay for all that. I'm like, I'm not going to pay hundreds of dollars for like two albums. That's too much. No. I understand over the years collecting that, but obviously just starting at such a late period of time, I was like, forget it.
I also don't have money like that. Like, I don't want to be spending my money on that. Like, I'd rather just buy the real thing in person. Like, I'd rather just own the physical copy.
Exactly. I'm like, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, you already know how I feel about AI.
My God.
That DJ guy has to go. This is your DJ X. Like, get out of my face.
This is your DJ F. That's evil. For flop. Like, because I'm tired of him too. I don't even use him anymore. And you know me. I was even still using him when you weren't even using him.
Like, I dropped him so fast. He had to go. Because at first I was like, okay, this is such a cool feature. Should have known. AI always goes downhill. You should have known from the second I learned he was AI.
Yeah, really.
That he was awful. Mm-hmm. But again, plays the same songs. The amount of times that I hear like the same Alex G song, and I'm like, maybe I don't want to be depressed all the time. Maybe I was happy in that moment and you killed it. Yeah. You killed it for me.
Yeah. I would always use the DJ. And then I remember specifically one time, I'm going to play your on repeat. I've been kind of listening to my on repeat lately. Next. I'm going to play some songs you've been listening to lately.
Huh? He did always do that.
I'm going to bring some stuff up that you've been really enjoying recently.
No, I'm going to bring something back from 2023. Yeah. I'm going to bring something back from December 2023.
Oh.
Okay, thanks.
So long ago. Where's the new artist? Like, there was a sweet spot where he was actually good. And I was actually hearing some new stuff I'd never heard before.
Right.
And then it flopped. And I don't know what happened. I'm like, did it get too smart? Did it get lazy? What's wrong with the AI? I don't understand.
You're like, I'm sorry. Like, that was him.
This is
so scary.
Kind of, like, a little bit off topic. Not about Spotify, but AI and music. So, I've kind of already talked about this with Lyric, like lost media.
So our favorite topic.
Yeah. So if you don't know what lost media is, basically media that has no owner or kind of history. Like, we just don't know its name or anything about it. Stuff like that. And specifically Lost Wave is like lost music. So, you know, it's a full song or a clip of a song, but, you know, nobody knows the author. And people have been making fake lost songs that are AI. So they're like, help me find this song. Like, please help me find the song. There was one called Girl Talk. People were trying to find it. And the owner or creator, he admitted it was AI. And he said he didn't expect it to blow out of proportion. And I'm like, again, people will, bro, people that's will do ridiculous, anything for attention. Because right? I'm like, are you serious? Like, you didn't even do anything meaningful. Like, I'm sorry. Like, wow.
That's insane. All for Lost Me. It's not even like you created a full song. You
I know.
Just made a, like a snippet. Like, Lost Media is like 15 seconds.
That's what's ridiculous. You didn't, how is this an accomplishment at all? Like,
just
how
make is that fun? Your own music. Just get alive.
Right?
Like, how? That's crazy. I can't believe somebody did that.
I'm going to have to show you the song.
Yeah, I'm going to have good. To hear it later. Oh, you already know. It was terrible.
Dude, I'm like, is he copyright free? Because I'm like, I could play it right now.
I mean, it's AI. I'm like, is he really going to, is AI going to
no.
jump out and stop us?
My phone is like, I'm sorry, Alicia. I can't let you play that. honestly,
that's disgusting.
AI and music have nothing to do with each other. They shouldn't even come close to each other. Low-key, we should talk about having iPods, because I also had an iPod that I used to listen to music.
Yes, let's talk about our iPods. And did you have a lot on your iPod, or did you not have that much? Because I remember it was always like a back and forth.
I kind of had a lot. I think like it was hard because I feel like I had multiple devices for music.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember I had the little thing, the square thing.
Yeah.
I forget what that was called. It was like a...
The little iPod,
yeah.
right? The
yeah.
little... Yeah, that's what I had too. I didn't have like the iPhone iPod. It was like the little tiny square.
Okay, yeah. Because I had that and then I had like the regular like tiny first iPod mm-hmm. that was like really, really small. But I remember I had like music on that and then... I also had like an old Kindle and I used to listen to Minecraft music like explicitly on that. That had all the Minecraft songs.
That's so funny.
And then everything else just like had whatever. Man, I listened to a lot of music even when I was younger, even if it was maybe not that good. Like I was listening to it.
Right? I listened to stuff that I never even knew about. Like I had, it's kind of like the random, I had the most random things on my iPod.
Yeah.
Because we had, oh my God, we had like CDs, obviously. We also had burned CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure that we put those onto the iPod. So there was random stuff all over. Some of it was like my mom's stuff. Some of it was my stuff. Yeah, there's definitely Lost Media on my iPod. But I remember I had Lady Gaga's album on there. Oh, classic. I had Christina Perry's album on there. But I remember... I also had the Moulin Rouge soundtrack on there. And this yes. is when I was like six. And I hadn't seen Moulin Rouge, but I heard the songs and I was dancing to them.
Yeah.
I had no idea. It was really about what I had no idea what it was about.
I remember listening. So my mom was a huge Frank Ocean fan when his Chanel Orange came out.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't even know what year that came out, but
no
she
idea.
Listened to it all the time. Like I know, like, I don't know those songs because I heard them recently. I know them because I remember growing up
that's
hearing
so
my mom
funny.
Play the album like when I was in the car and stuff. And so I remember I had that. Definitely, for sure, I would listen to that. Another song, I can't remember who it was by, but it was some, it was definitely a cover, but, or maybe it was the original people. The That's Not My Name song.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
They call me, yeah, that song. I thought that was like the greatest song in the world. Well, because I was like, she's a strong woman standing up for who she is. Like, that's not my name. Like, I was like, that's so motivating.
Iconic.
Right? That's how I felt.
Yeah, I had Abbey Road, but only Abbey Road, no other Beatles album.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I ended up buying all of the records later, but I only had Abbey Road on the iPod, so I would listen to that. And oh my gosh, what else? Oh my God. I was one of the kids that was obsessed with Michael Jackson.
Yes.
I had so many Michael Jackson albums on there and I would listen to them just
mm-hmm.
on loop. I think one of the albums actually got messed up the way it was transferred over. So it would say like a certain song and it would be completely different, or it'd be like the ending of a song and then it would just be 2 seconds. That's literally Lost Media.
Oh my God. That is Lost
Media. It was crazy.
Wait, that's insane.
It was really weird. I'd have to go back and like look at the iPod and see.
Yeah.
It was one specific album and I'm not remembering which one right now, but it was all messed up. It was so weird. I remember it made me so mad because I was like, I want to dance to his songs. Like,
oh, yeah.
I wanted to listen to them, but no.
I'm like thinking now and I'm like, I think I just listened to what my mom would listen to. So I'm like Alicia Keys. It's like that was also mm-hmm. like popular when I was like little. So it's like,
yeah,
I feel like I just listened to what she would listen to.
I had a Pink album, too. my mom would listen to.
This Girl Is On Fire. I remember I would listen to that, and I think I would be, like, on the swing. Or maybe not on, like, a swing, but it was, like,
looking out the window of the backseat.
Something like that, where I would be daydreaming. I was just like, yeah, this girl is on fire. Like,
that's such an iconic song to, like, have your moment to.
Right? Because I'm, like, you know, like, 8 years old, like, this girl. Like, that was, like, that was my heart. Like, that was so powerful to me.
Oh my god, mine was
so moving.
I had an album from the band Fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god. What's their one? We Are Young.
Yeah.
We Are Young. That was like my staring out the window. All of their songs, to be honest. Some Nights too.
Oh my god.
Some Nights. Yeah. All those songs. I had them on that iPod.
That song was a classic. How could I forget? I was the biggest Big Time Rush fan known to man, so I had quite literally every album, I think. I was like, I have to have every single one. But the thing was, it wasn't going to waste, because I was genuinely listening to all that music. I was listening to every album, every song,
right? All of it. Sometimes I didn't skip stuff, and it was like weird, random music that had nothing to do with what I was listening to before. I didn't care. I just kept listening.
Kids are so funny, because it's like, what do you mean you listen to the same three songs over and over?
And didn't get tired of it ever.
No, yeah. And like, that's your jam every single time.
Right?
I have a lot of playlists. I mean, we've talked about this. Like, we both like making playlists, having them.
Yes.
I had to redo like a bunch of them. I was like, you're all done.
I've been thinking about it, but I've been so busy. I just keep staring at my playlists and I haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah. It's like, well, because the thing is also I was getting really overwhelmed, because I'm someone who I like having a lot of playlists, because I feel like I like having playlists for different, every activity, every mood, whatever I need.
Different genres, different moods. No, literally. Everything. Exactly. I get it.
I have character playlists just for when I feel like I'm Jesse
thinking
Pinkman,
of, no,
I'm Donnie
you're
Darko.
Thinking of a character, you are the character. There's so many different situations.
You get it. No, you get it. And like one of mine, so I have kind of like my relax playlist.
Mm-hmm.
And so I like added a bunch of songs and I want to take a bunch out. And it's literally 53 hours. It's over. Like, it's literally over.
53 hours?
Yeah. I'm like, actually, I think that's my longest one right now.
That's
yeah.
what my soundtrack one is turning into.
I can't help it. And also, do you have likes on any of your playlists?
Oh, yeah.
Like, likes and stuff?
Sorry, I was thinking about what you meant, because I was thinking of liked songs. Yes. That's embarrassing.
It's so weird.
It's embarrassing because I made a character playlist. Of course it was the character playlist. It doesn't have that many likes.
Yeah.
But more than one is already too much. Like, I'm already overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And it has quite a few likes on there. And I'm like, please stop looking at this character playlist that I don't listen to. I don't add on to. I literally never use. Stop looking at it.
Right?
It's embarrassing.
I have one and it's like my sad playlist. I don't really listen to it as much now, but it's just like a bunch of sad songs and like three saves.
Yeah, okay. Somebody liked my sad playlist. Where? And I remember I deleted it because I was like, you guys need
to. Don't be getting sad with my playlist. Don't use my playlist for that.
Yeah, and mine was like all different genres.
Yeah.
But sad music. So it was all over the place. You would go from like Lady Gaga to, I don't know.
Yeah, it was just sad, period.
It was just crazy. But yeah, somebody liked it and I was like, I need to delete this. This is weird.
Yeah.
Thank you to that person who liked it, because now I'm like, no more sad music. Listening to happy songs. I deleted that playlist. I'm like, yes.
No, low-key my ego, whenever I see the liked, I'm like, yeah, that's right. I knew you would like it. I knew people would like it. I think playlist making is an art and I think I'm good at it. Like, I'm made to do my own horn, but...
It is. It's kind of annoying. I've been thinking about changing it, but then some people told me it looked good, and I'm like, guys, don't lie to me. But my Spotify is one of those that has, like, the blue filter on everything.
Yes, I like it. Yes, I like it.
Okay, I've been thinking about changing it. I'm like, I gotta get rid of it. It's cringe. It's old.
Yeah.
But then I'll see an edit with, like, a blue filter over, and I'm like, oh, it looks so good. I have to leave it.
Mm-hmm. No, yours is aesthetic in a way that, like, I can't comprehend. Because I'm like, you have, like, the all blue and, like, just, like, the different, like, names for it. Like, it's so, like, it literally fits the aesthetic.
Stop. Like, you're boosting my ego. And I'm like, I'm going to make 30 more playlists right now.
No, it's really good. I wanna change the... See, again, this is what I like about Spotify. I can make my playlist and it kind of feels like... I don't know. I take it seriously. Like...
It like you said, it's an art.
Yeah. When people say that they only listen to their like songs and they have no playlists,
that's a problem.
No. How do you not like, because I'm like, how do you not have the instant like urge to just,
that was like organize me in middle stuff school.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, where I would just listen to anything, and well, if you knew me in middle school, you'd know I was insane. Yeah. So you're weird for doing that.
It's so funny because why did I just copy everybody's music taste when I was like, for a while, like maybe past the age it was acceptable to do that. Like,
no, it's like the ear extends and you're like, what yeah. are you listening to?
Yeah. I really like, you know, like different YouTubers and stuff. If I found out a YouTuber I liked, I was immediately like, playlist like that they made, but I wanted the playlist that they were making. Because yes. I was like, I don't want a fan playlist. I don't want someone guessing. I want real authenticity. And so one YouTuber, I found it and I started listening to music and I was like, oh man, like that's so good. Another YouTuber I found later, I was like, man, let me listen to his playlist. And that was how I found Radiohead.
Wait, that's crazy.
I know. That's so I'm like, crazy. Imagine I never stole your music taste.
You would have never heard of Radiohead.
I would have never been good. Like, never been cool, awesome.
That's crazy.
Right?
It's so off topic. But I do that with, like, celebrities, like, in interviews when they're like, oh, like, well, I guess songs, too. When they're like, I really like this song. Or I listen to this music while I'm getting ready in the trailer or whatever.
Yes.
But I do the same thing with movies. And they're like, I was inspired so much by this director. Or, like, this movie. I'm, like, immediately added it to the watch list. Or I'm listening to the song. Right away.
No, because... I gotta know. I gotta... I also, like, it's just, like, I like hearing what...
Maybe I'm just nosy.
You're... Yeah, honestly... A big part of it is that, yeah, I'm very nosy, deeply nosy, like, it's bad. But also, sorry, but also, I feel like, I don't know, music, movies, everything, like, it says a lot about people, so it just really...
No, I like to know what you like.
Yeah.
I don't know, that makes me, like, excited to listen to something, especially if I like it, too.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's cool that you like that.
I literally remember moving in to our dorm freshman year, and I was like, oh, like, I like your Spider-Man stuff. Like, I love Spider-Man. And then we talked about, like, music, and I was like, oh, I love the Beatles. Like, I love that music. And
yeah, I'm like, I heard Radiohead. I was like, oh.
No, yeah, like, okay. Those are, like, that's how you meet people. That's how you bond, like.
Right? Like, I want
to. Don't listen to music. And I'm like.
The silence. Or sped up music only. No names, just thinking.
No
just
names, thinking about people. Just thoughts.
But I feel like we've bonded a lot over music. Because sometimes, I feel like I remember, I don't know if you remember this. Maybe I don't know if I dream this. But I feel like I would like roll over to your desk from my side of the room. And we would like look at your Spotify.
No, we would.
Together.
No, yeah.
I don't even know what we were doing. I don't know if we were like. You are just editing playlists or like, I don't know what I was doing, but I was just watching you like listen to music, which is kind of funny.
I think it was like editing playlists. Like, and then I was like, hey, come look at this playlist. And I was like, yeah, look at this funny like, song. And
just, look at what this person made. And we just would start listening. Like, it was just fun.
I literally, yeah, I'm like, no, you didn't dream that one. Like, I was there. I remember that.
Okay. It felt very fever dream. I was not remembering it correctly.
There are a few things that felt fever dream back then.
Got that. We don't talk. See, I no, barely no. remember that era.
No, right?
That was it. That a long was time a ago. Dream.
It was hazy. Favorite genre and
that's what I was gonna ask. Favorite genre.
I would say my favorite genre, or at least what I automatically go to, even without thinking about it, is rock or indie rock. But mainly kind of rock and
yeah know,
related.
Yeah. I'm pretty much the same. Like we just get it.
No, yeah.
I I listen to a lot of soundtracks. So I feel like soundtrack or instrumental is really high up for me.
Yeah.
But I also listen to a lot of rock. I like indie rock a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I definitely listen to more classic rock. I love like dad rock.
Yeah.
I listen to dad music all the time.
Yes.
I'm like trying to think. I couldn't think of an example for a second. Like Journey, Meatloaf, Foreigner, Aerosmith. I'm like, if it's like a 80s, 90s, 70s, like dad rock song, you know it's my favorite song.
Yeah. I feel like I love rock music. And also, I think I love bands as well. Obviously, I listen to solo artists, but I do mm-hmm. think I tend to lean towards listening to bands and groups of artists just because I feel like one thing I always notice or always look for when listening to music, especially when I'm doing music for my radio show, mm-hmm. is I like hearing the instruments actually, you know, making the music, especially if it's something cool like brass instruments or, you know, guitar solo, drums, you know, anything like that. I feel like it's just so much more interesting. And to me, I don't know, I feel like I ascend when I hear all the instruments. Like, it's literally the scene in Ratatouille when he eats the cheese and the grape and he's like literally seeing the blend.
So that's it's me. Like hearing instruments.
No, yeah.
People with good vocals singing a song.
Right. Me yeah. hearing good music, and I'm like, whoa, what is this?
I feel like there's definitely more solo artists today
yeah.
than there is bands. Like, I can think of a few bands that are, like, ongoing.
Yeah.
But I feel like I definitely hear more about solo artists.
Same.
And it's, yeah, I miss, like, instruments. not to be that person. Not to be like, I can't listen to modern music ever. It's the worst, but...
Well, yes.
No. But sometimes it's just like, where's the guitar?
Yeah.
Where's the music? What am I listening to?
That's actually really why I like her. Because I...
Oh, my God.
...started listening to a playlist, and it had more her than I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually like her music just because she does guitar or piano while she's doing, you know, the singing.
She ate when we saw her.
Ugh. Seeing her, we saw her in person. We went to a Coldplay concert and she opened along with 070 Shake and another person. and it was great. But she literally was amazing.
She had that guitar. Angelic on the stage. She had that outfit. She was beautiful.
Sunglasses.
Served.
No, and she was so passionate about it. Like, you could tell she was playing.
She was so excited about playing the guitar. I feel like. And she was also like, you know, thanks for like supporting like live music and coming out yeah. to see like bands play. And I was like,
so special.
Support you. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
Not to hate on other people, but you guys need to step up your game. You suck.
Yeah. Also, I feel like bands are more entertaining live than a solo person. Me personally, my opinion.
I don't really mind solo people live as long as I like the person because yeah. I saw Morrissey live, and I mean he had a band behind him, but obviously he's the only one singing, nobody else was, but
yeah,
he, I mean, now I think about it, he didn't really do anything. I just really like him. So I'm like, all he did was stand there and then rip off his shirt at the end. So there wasn't really much that he did. I liked seeing him like live. I don't know, but yeah,
I'll never forget you telling me that he does that every show.
Every single show off. It's like the second to last song he rips the shirt off, and it'll be, or he'll take the shirt off, he always has that same button up every time. I kind of get it though,
he comes prepared,
and then he'll wear like a graphic tee, and then he just like rips it open. And then we'll just chuck it. He's so funny.
He had to give his all. See, that's giving a performance. I just think some solo artists don't know how to give a performance. No, don't hate on him.
I don't.
Meat Free Morrissey.
I had that nickname. For context, this is so funny. When I moved in, I don't even know. I went to the Morrissey concert the first, like, semester of freshman year. And I went, and I remember, is it PETA?
Yeah.
Is that the animal group?
Yeah.
PETA. they had a stand because Morrissey's vegan and he always talks about it and like advocates for animal rights. And they had a stand, so I'm like looking at the stand and there's like this little like poster. It's so small. And it was Morrissey with like his fist out in front of him, and it, on his fist it was like tattooed like meat free. And I got home and I taped it to my like to the wardrobe. And anytime Licia would turn around, it was just like meat free, like in her face.
He was promoting meat free to me every day. I thanked him for his service, honestly.
As you would eat burgers.
No, yeah.
As you would eat your burger, you would be reminded of the meat-free poster behind you.
It was iconic. It was an iconic piece of decor.
I don't even know where it is.
No.
I'm kind of upset. I have to find it.
It's going
to
be like a relic. You pull that out and like...
It's lost media. Meat-free Morrissey poster is lost media. Somebody needs to find it.
In 2070, that's literally going to go like for $1 million.
It's not even like sign. It's like crinkled piece of paper.
They're gonna want it.
I'll sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was really off topic. But back to artists.
I love Remembering Meat Free Morrissey.
He's my favorite.
I was gonna say, speaking of live music, one, live music is literally amazing. It's the best thing in the world, honestly. Like that's the closest thing to like heaven. Like, not to be, like,
it's heaven, so... You don't even have to... You don't even have to, like the band.
You don't even have to know the band.
Oh, my God. I saw Tame Impala. I don't dislike Tame Impala. I don't, but they're not my favorite. But I like their songs. I was, like, ascending in the audience.
Yes.
I felt myself floating when they were performing.
That's what my sister said.
And Perfume Genius opened for them. Like, so good.
Mm-hmm.
Breathtaking. I was so mad. Sorry. Because people are so mean to the opening acts, and I feel so bad. Like, right? you guys need to respect the open. I'm like, your favorite artist probably opened for somebody at one point in time.
And yeah.
Nobody paid attention.
Your favorite look at them artist now. Used to be a flop and have no supporters. So.
They probably still are.
No, so. Right? Be nice.
But I remember Perfume Genius opened. Amazing. He's literally amazing. So good. And everyone was talking. No one was listening to him at all.
Oh, that's so annoying.
And his songs are so... Oh, like, I can't even explain it, but it's just so, like, heavenly, like, angelic.
Yeah.
You just have to, like, look him up, Perfume Genius. You've got to hear it. But it's just, I was listening to it, and everybody was laughing and talking, but I was, like, floating in the middle of the audience. I felt myself, like, ascend.
Yeah.
It was so good. I missed that.
That's always so nice, because it's also, like, you can find someone that you've never even heard of. Like,
yes.
Meet someone new, and suddenly you have, like, an artist that you're literally, like, this is the like best her. Artist I've ever heard.
I mean, I've heard of her before, but... It I didn't really know her songs. I was more interested.
Yeah. And so when I hear her music now, I'm like, oh, wait, it's her. Like, let me tune in.
Yeah.
When I went to the Car Seat Headrest concert, it was so fun. Also, honestly, I feel like it really depends what artist you're going to, just because concert etiquette for some artists now is really so, like, what I hear, it's really so bad. I know Death Grips... Is it Death Grips? Yeah, they've been having really awful experiences lately at their concerts. I think at a recent one, they refused to perform. They were like, we're done. Wow. Like, you guys are too, like, whatever. But I don't know, it just makes me appreciate, like, the experiences I've had. Because when I went to Car Seat Headrest, even just in the beginning, the drummer, Andrew Katz, he was just kind of, like, playing around on stage and painting and stuff. But even then, that was just so fun. Like, just being able to see them kind of like prepare and set up. And then it's actually kind of funny because the concert I went to, the main singer, Will Toledo, he came out and he was like, I'm kind of sick. So we're going to do both acoustic and like the normal sets. So like kind of switching between both. So I don't get too tired. Cool. Right. I thought that was so sweet. And so one of the songs like Sober to Death or High to Death, you know, it was like way more emotional because he did them acoustically, so I was literally like crying. Oh my God.
Already the acoustic version,
and High to Death is already like this really sad song too, so it was like, you know, like literally my heart. Fun fact, he actually had COVID, so he actually ended up canceling the rest of the tour after that.
Oh my God. That's crazy. That's insane.
Also, we were directly in front of him, and two of my friends got COVID. So I was like, bro, we got his COVID.
Are you serious?
He gave us COVID.
That's so funny.
I was okay.
He gave you COVID.
Well, because, okay, this is slightly off topic, I'm sorry. But Will Toledo, he wears a mask because he has social anxiety. So when he performs, I think it's like he gets nervous, like, looking at the audience. So he likes being covered.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of this gas mask bunny thing. He's a furry. It's a long story. But it's like this gas mask kind of shape.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody, at least me and my friends, didn't realize that it's open at the bottom. Like, there's a little spot.
They did give you COVID.
So you could literally see to, like, you could see his mouth, like, moving and singing. I mean, it makes sense because obviously you can't, like, sing when it's covered. But, like, we weren't expecting, like, his whole, like, mouth. So it was just like, oh.
Like that's so scary. Like, I just imagine, like, a gas mask, but it's, like, open at the bottom.
It was.
That's so creepy.
What you're imagining is what I was seeing.
And I'm, like, front row, too. Yes. That's so funny.
No, we were barricade, too. But it was still such an amazing experience. And, like, again, like, there's nothing like live music. Like, I'll literally never forget that. Just being able to, like, and also it was my first time moshing. And again, people are very, you know, respectful, which, you know, you're not really expecting, like, in moshing. I was kind of nervous just because I've never, you know,
done that,
like, mosh before. Yeah. But again, super chill. Someone passed out, and, like, obviously people kept dancing and stuff, but also, like, they made a circle, carried her out, made sure she was okay. Even, you know, Will was like, hey, is that girl okay? Like, you know, whatever. And I'm like, again, the vibes are, see, you're on a different plane for a while. Like, it's not Earth. It's something special.
Yeah. That's what scares me about certain concerts is, like you said, concert etiquette.
Yeah.
When it's not there for certain groups. I remember, like, I'm trying to think. I saw Ringo Starr multiple times.
Really?
Chill, yeah.
Dang.
It was just a bunch of old people. But a lot of, there were a lot of teens, too, that were probably, like, Beatles fans.
Yeah.
Growing up. It was kind of a lot of different people, but it was just fun. He was dancing. Everyone was dancing. It was just a bunch of, like, old people were all dancing. It was fun. Vibes. Yeah, it was just good vibes. Also, when I saw Morrissey, you know, everybody always talks about how, oh, like, Morrissey fans suck. The people at that concert did not suck at all. They were perfectly fine. They all had really cool outfits.
Stereotypes aren't true.
Yeah, I'm like, you guys just don't get it. No. But everyone had cool outfits. Everyone had, like, flowers, because Morrissey always throws flowers. And
yeah.
It was just sweet. Like, somebody tried to give him flowers, but they wouldn't let him. I felt bad. But everyone had flowers. No one was rude. I mean, it's not like I was having conversations with these people.
Yeah.
But no one was, like, rude. There was no problems. However, not about Morrissey's concert.
Yeah.
We actually saw Coldplay. amazing. Everybody did amazing. All the performers did great. The, like, set was so cool.
Saw
with
proposal.
All the confetti. Oh, yeah. The proposal.
The way I was like, whatever. And everything. No, yeah. the effects in the confetti was way more interesting, though.
Yeah, like, the lights. However,
just the energy too, like, their energy.
The fans were not it. They were not nice. There was literally a fight behind us at a Coldplay concert.
Oh my God.
At a Coldplay concert.
A middle-aged lady get slapped
across the face.
Literally,
in front of
boom.
Her, like, the daughter, like, the little kid was there.
And then the lady threw the cup at the other lady who slapped her.
And I'm pretty sure it got, like, splashed.
Yeah, it definitely got splashed.
Water.
Everywhere.
God, it probably wasn't water, but no. One can only hope. It stunk down there.
It
smelled so bad.
If you know you're going to be in a crowd, if you know you're going to be in the pit, shower.
Please
shower.
Otherwise, don't go.
Like,
don't
yeah.
wash.
If you're not washing, you're not watching. Like, I'm sorry. That's got to be a hard and fast rule now. They got to do a sniff test. Be like, are you good enough to be in the pit?
Sniff test. There needs to be, like, an x-ray, like, vision that checks if you showered before the
show. They need
a
dog, and if the dog is like... then you can go like, in.
Like
that's exactly what
yeah.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was just gonna say, people in general are being really disrespectful. They were with personal really rude. Space.
Yeah, like we were on the floor, but still, I remember there was a moment where everyone got to pull out their signs, and I turned into flat Stanley because I was squashed against a guy who decided to like throw up his sign, and he literally squashed me like I was gone.
For some reason, he had to hold up his sign in a way where he was literally like stepping on you. Like
he was against me. It was
you
crazy.
You were crushed by between like the back of someone and then
The stinky people in front of me.
Ugh.
It was really awkward. Also, I saw Elton John, and the lady behind me dropped beer on my head.
What?
Or like some sort of alcohol on my head.
Oh my god.
It wasn't like severe. Like it wasn't a glass bottle. It was like a red Solo cup.
Yeah.
And she like splashed it. And I just remember feeling like all this like liquid run through my hair.
Oh my god. That's so...
It was gross. And it totally smelled too. Like I'm sure my hair probably smelled like beer.
Ew.
It was gross. I was so scared she threw up.
Oh.
That was like gonna be a nightmare. But luckily it was just... But yeah. Still... I just spilled it on my head. Didn't say sorry. Didn't even care. Probably didn't even notice.
Not even an, are you okay?
So, no, some fans...
People are so entitled, they never care about stuff like that. Like she could have literally hit you over the head with a glass bottle. You know, she would have been like, well, your fault for being there.
Yeah. Some fans are just not... Or some concert etiquette, it's not there.
While I wasn't in concert at the time... I was in line with my friends for car seat headrest. And so we'd come in separate cars and it was kind of split up with the three of us and then the three of us. So we all get there as a group. We're all waiting there. And then the three of us are like, okay, let's get food for everyone. We get everybody's orders. We go. Then we come back.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting in line. The line has gotten way longer now. It's getting close to the time. Someone taps my shoulder. I turn. There's this girl with her friends. Excuse me, so we just wanted to know if when they open the doors, we could actually go in front of you.
No.
Because, you know, like, we thought, like, it was only going to be a small group of you guys, and then you guys, like, came back, and it was, like, a lot of you guys, so, like, would you mind letting us, because we were actually here first, like, and you guys came later. Okay, what? First of all, we were here before you. Second of all, half of us went to get food. It wasn't like we just magically showed up.
Probably because you've been there for hours. Like
we had been there for hours.
Yeah.
Like we were standing in line for legitimately hours. So mind you, it wasn't just like, oh, we just showed up and decided to get there. Like, no. And I said, no, obviously, because why are you even asking me that? Like, obviously, no. And also, it's the six of us. Like,
you were already there.
Also, there was one other group in front of us. Like, we were second people in line. So I'm like, girl, you're going to make it. You're third in line. Like, this you're not going like,
to... Also, even if you were in the back, that's your own fault for not getting there early.
Right?
That's your own problem.
And again, it's like, okay, that's just how this goes. Like, okay, props on you for asking. But then it was later when their friend comes up. Their friend comes up. The line is huge because it's gone way darker now. Like, doors are about to open.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, like, hey... I'm going to go back to the back of the line because unlike these beep, I'm not going to just, you know, go ahead and cut. Like, I'm going to go to the back of the line where I deserve. Okay, go to the back of the line and miss the show. You could cut in with your friends right now and nobody would care either.
You're the only ones who made a big deal.
That's
nobody
what I'm
else
saying.
Did anything.
Like,
also, you guys didn't cut. You were already there. Just some people went to get food.
Right? Like,
they were already in the line. They just left for a few minutes.
Right? So I'm like, how entitled do you have to be to expect, like, oh, yeah, sure, you can go in front of me. Actually, why don't you just take my ticket? Why don't you just stand on my head while watching the show so it can be more comfortable for you? Like,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, some people, I'm like, why are you even at the concert? Like, the lady who... Okay. At the Coldplay concert, the lady who got slapped... I'm like, why are you even here if you're going to act literally insane? If you're going to, like, be getting mad at people and saying people are pushing
you.
You
need to go home.
Like, if you're, like, also, this was the same lady, like, she grabbed me or tried to grab me, like, from behind because she was trying to talk to us. Do you remember? Like,
yeah.
She was trying to get further up close to the barricade.
She kept trying to get to the barricade because she was mad she didn't get there. And I'm like, we didn't even get barricade and we got there hours early.
Yeah, we were there early. And also, like, I'm sorry, you get what you get. You don't have a fit. Like, be an adult. You're literally an adult.
Old woman. You need to calm down.
Right? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Once again, your own fault for not getting there earlier.
No, yeah.
We weren't complaining even though we weren't the front.
My legs it wasn't hurt. That I was thirsty. Deal. I had to pee. And I
didn't say anything.
No. Like, I dealt with it.
Yeah. Just.
And I had a good time. Meanwhile, she got kicked out. Did she have a good time? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Also, I felt really bad because her kid was crying. So I'm like, okay, your kid is like crying. Like, you can't calm down.
Yeah. Why are you like that?
Right? Are you... Okay, like, would you go to concerts that you're not a huge fan of the artist? Or do you feel like you would go to, like... You have to go to something that you really do care about and like a lot?
It's funny that you mentioned that because my mom and I have actually been talking. And over the summer, I think we might go see New Kids on the Block.
Oh, my God.
Which... I'm not a huge New Kids on the Block fan, but she is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I want to go because why not? I don't, like you said, like live music.
Just for her.
I want to hear.
For the fun of it.
Yeah. Why not? I don't think you have to be a huge fan of the artist, or like I don't feel like I have to be. Usually I like to be. Like, yeah. I like, because sometimes I don't like being, like, lost in the concert where you just feel, like, awkward. Like, you don't want to dance. You don't want to do anything. But then I also do really like to learn, like, new songs. I mean, a lot. Like, when I saw Perfume Genius, I knew a bunch of his songs, but some of them I hadn't heard before. Mm-hmm. And they ended up being, like, life-changing for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I would listen to them on loop every day after that. So I feel like I don't have to be a huge fan. I just always wanted to see, like, my favorite artists because they were older.
Yeah.
So I was scared, like, please don't die.
I feel like...
I'm sorry.
No, please don't die.
I'm like, please don't die on me.
Wait, that's kind of crazy. That's sad. No,
right?
Like, you gotta...
I've watched... Like, I've seen some of my favorite artists, like, die. Okay, not seen it. The way I worded that was not right.
No, like, I saw them personally.
I literally was there at the hospital. No. It's just, like, I've seen, like David Bowie died when I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
I love David Bowie, especially at that time, too. So that was, like...
Oh, I know. That was devastating for you.
Yeah, it was. And I remember Michael Nesmith and Peter Tork from the Monkees both died.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, I've seen Michael Nesmith live multiple times. Huh? I've seen him, like, solo live.
God.
And so, no, it's heartbreaking. And I'm like... I have to see my favorite artists that are older because it's like, okay, you know, all these young people have all these time. Like, they'll be everywhere, especially when they're so big.
Yeah.
Too. Like, they're obviously going
to
tour everywhere. Oh, I mean, that's not what I was thinking, but yeah.
Some of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It took me a minute.
I'm like,
your name starts with a T. You know what I'm talking
Taylor
about.
Swift.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
I was going to say that, like, I feel like I don't have to be a huge fan, but I just would prefer... I feel like my bands right now, especially now, you know, obviously Radiohead is not like they were ever, like, not popular, especially when I started liking them.
Mm-hmm.
But before TikTok, there was definitely a point where maybe they weren't, like, super, super, you know, like...
Before Black Mirror, they were unknown.
Yeah, basically. Actually, before the Napoleon trailer, they were basically
Oh
unknown.
My God, I forgot about that.
Everyone
around.
I want to hear them.
Honestly,
that.
I like that cover better than Radiohead's version. That's evil. That's so mean.
But, like, I would want to see them. Or I saw Big Time Rush when I was younger. And
that's
that was
iconic.
My first concert, right? First concert, Big Time Rush, definitely iconic.
Oh, my first concert, too. I'm jealous of everyone who went to the Glee concert. That's so funny.
I didn't even know they did concerts.
There was, like, a Glee tour. It was crazy.
Wait, that's
you'll
insane.
Have to look it up.
I remember the Big Time Rush concert was amazing. And then I went to the BTS concert. And so I feel like...
Oh. that's good.
I would just prefer to save up for something I really, really like and want, you know, rather than be like, oh, I like this person right now.
Same.
Let me go.
That's pretty much what I did. That's why I've seen like the multiple times, because I was like, well, let me just see my favorites.
Yeah.
And I'll get around to other ones that I enjoy when I do.
Yeah. Because the BTS concert, I was like, I'm fulfilled. Literally, I didn't even get merch because, one, the lines, you already know, they were quite literally
insane. At a BTS concert, I'd imagine that's,
you know, it was sick. Insane. It was sick.
Like, I can't even imagine the crowd. That's so many people.
This is also slightly off topic, but the misogyny of stadiums needs to go. Because, obviously, oh. BTS is there. People are going to the bathroom. They have 3 stalls with toilets. The rest are urinals. And there's like 50 urinals, like literally a wall and like another wall of urinals. Oh, yeah.
So that's how it is.
And so the lines were so long and we were like, oh my God, why are the lines so long? And then, oh, it's because there's no other place to use the bathroom. That was insane to me. Even then, that was the first time I realized. I was like, man, I hate you. Like, also, I had to pee so bad. And then people outside kept screaming. So I was like, they must be like literally twerking out there. Like, what are they doing? Like,
that sucks. I hate going to the bathroom. I hate going to the bathrooms at plays, concerts, movie, literally anything.
Performance.
Anything. Because every time the men's line, uh-huh. No line, actually. Sorry, there is no men's line. Non-existent. But the women's line is like out the door, all the way down, all because they decide to have like 2 stalls. Okay. Well, and so I'm always the person who never drinks water like the entire concert and ends up with a horrible like headache afterwards. And I like never have to pee because I waited so long.
Yeah.
He's like broken down basically. But that is the worst. I hate that about concerts.
Yeah.
Or any show.
There definitely are some cons. It was also hard because, like, I think it's especially hard being in the pit. Because, obviously, Big Time Rush, I was not in the pit.
You can't get out.
Because I was so little, too. Like, BTS, you already know the tickets were, like, $1 million. So, was not in the pit.
Oh, my God. I thought you did get the pit. And I was like, whoa.
No. Car Seat Headrest was the first pit concert I ever went to. The tickets were also $30. 35, so I was like, yippee, like, let me get in there. And just, it was kind of crazy because low-key I was there, and obviously we were close to the first people in line, so we were at barricade. Like, I could touch barricade. There was just like my friend kind of in front of me, and at one point I turned around, and like it was kind of like there was a little crowd, not that much. At one point I turned, it was just people, and I was like, I'm not getting out. Like, that was the thing. I was like,
That was, like, Coldplay.
Yeah.
There was no...
Kind of scary thinking about it. Just like, whoa.
Yeah, especially if you needed to get out. Like, emergency, there's really no...
A girl fainted, and, like, I literally saw her get, like, carried over a crowd.
Yeah, they'll have
to... They were, like, surfing her.
Drag them away.
It was like, insane. But I'm like, I love it, though. I'm like, I love concerts, love the pit, love... Some concerts, though, I would not want to be in the pit.
I've decided ever since Coldplay, because I think that was my first, like, pit concert. I've been on, like near on the floor for, like, cover bands and stuff, but that's different. It's not as big. It's not as overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I've decided Morrissey is the only one who I'd want to be barricade for. Or floor. I think at... It's just not worth it. Like, he's my favorite artist, so I feel like it's not worth it, really, for anybody else.
Yeah.
Especially, you know how, like, bad... Like, I don't know. Like, it'd be cool to see, like, Lady Gaga and be in the front, but I don't think I would want to be, like... I don't think it's worth it to be, like, squashed.
Yeah.
No, and thrown definitely. Around if it's not your favorite, like, top artist of all time. Like, your
favorite. I agree.
It'd still be... amazing to see like Lady Gaga in the front,
mm-hmm.
but I think I just don't think it would be worth it, especially with money too.
Yeah,
I don't get people who spend like thousands of dollars for like that all the time.
I don't mind pit, just because it's like Car Seat Headrest, for example. I feel like one, everybody there was like again, no stinky smells or anything. Like, everybody was pretty clean.
Everyone showered beforehand.
Thankfully. But also, like, it was just kind of different, you know? Like, you know, people weren't trying to, like, hurt each other or anything. And so I feel like even if there were, like, negatives, it was outweighed by the fact that, like, I was ultimately having fun.
Yeah.
You know, and enjoying it. But, like, if I was at, you know, that's kind of why I was hesitant to go to a Deftones concert, even though I am a big fan of them. Because I was like, I don't know if I want to be in the pit, because it was that festival one.
Yeah, I wanted to go.
I was like, I don't know if I want to.
Yeah, I had some friends going, but I realized they're all floor seats. Like, they're all floor tickets. I think it was just stand, because it was like a festival. Yeah, I literally had like a friend that went that like got like punched in the head.
Really?
Oh my God. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't really want to get beat up just to see some like buddy perform.
Right.
I don't think it's not that serious. Oh. It can't be that serious.
It's not.
Like I said, unless it's my favorite of all time, I don't think I can do. I feel like I'm like grandma. I'm like, I can't do the pit anymore. It's too much for me.
Like, I like the famous seats where it's like they have the box and the like.
Yeah, put me there.
The angle.
I was like, eyeing those people so much at the Elton John concert.
Right.
I was like zooming in on my phone. I was like, who's in the little box down there? Like, let me see who's over there.
No, I would look and I'm like, who is that up there? Interesting. Curious.
Like, you just know they have like some, like, I don't know, diamond binoculars, and they're looking at the performance like amazing.
Oh,
exquisite.
You know. They probably don't even have the binoculars. They have like the one little like glass like monocle. They're like, wow.
A monocle.
Curious.
Charming, really. We talked a lot more about concerts than I thought we did. And I thought we would.
I think there's a lot to cover because it's like the whole ticket process too, or at least every time I've tried to get tickets it has been stressful.
Can we make it like $5 for a ticket again? I don't want to do any of these weird queue waiting things either. I keep seeing people entering those to see
oh my God.
An artist they
don't
like
bring
and
up
like
the ticket master queue. Okay,
that was fun.
That was awesome. I feel like we really broke down the music industry. Talked about it a lot.
I feel like we didn't talk about it enough. I'm like, I didn't talk about who I hate.
Wait, we didn't even
I wasn't much of a hater yet. Yeah, like I need to hate on people right now. I was too happy this episode.
Well, we can always do a part two. The sequel to this, the hater edition. Perfect.
I'm like every episode. Me is a hater edition.
Right. Okay. Well, that was Interview with the Nightcrawlers. I'm Licia.
I'm Lyric.
And we'll see you guys next time.
See ya.
Bye.